Katherine Heigl, it is such an absolute honor to talk to you.
Oh, thank you.
The movie was absolutely awesome. Absolutely loved it. And you did such a great job playing the role of Stephanie Plum.
Oh, thank you.
And I want to find out, do you think that you do as well as a real bail bond girl in real life?
No, I think I'd be awful. I mean, I think it's like, you know, it's pretty bad that Stephanie, like, loses her gun to an FTA and then that FTA ends up shooting her friend with the gun he bought her. Like, that's pretty bad. I don't know if I could get any worse than that. But I'm sure something along those lines would probably happen to me.
And I guess if you think about it, you've been a Bond girl.
Yeah, I know. I thought of that the other day. I was like, hey, I've been a Bond girl.
Now, you're smoking hot, and I can say that as a gay guy.
Oh, thanks, man.
At least that way I know you're not going to call my HR department. And seeing you nude was absolutely awesome. How did you find it, you know, doing that scene and then watching it on the big screen?
Yeah, I had seen a movie like 14 times or something before the actual premiere, and it's not the same watching it on a small, like, my TV at home or whatever, and then watching it in a big movie screen. I was like, whoa, I really wasn't prepared for that. I mean, at certain points, I was like, oh my gosh, I think there's so much more of me showing than I intended to show. But yeah, it's a sort of nerve-wracking, embarrassing, overly vulnerable position to be in. But hey, what are you gonna do? All for the sake of selling tickets.
Now, and speaking of your hot, sexy body, you're a lover of food. You're like a foodie. So how do you, because you eat at restaurants in New York all the time, so how do you do that yet still stay in shape?
I just try to eat one meal a day. I try to skip breakfast and lunch so that I can have a big dinner. No, I tend to just portion control, try to, like, not overeat so that I can at least eat what I want. I'm not good at dieting. It just makes me cranky, and I never will be able to follow through with it. And I just finally learned that I just have to kind of keep my plate size smaller and keep how much I serve myself to a minimum. And then, you know, if I'm really indulging, everyone tends to over the holidays and stuff, I just have to work out more. Every year I get older, I just have to work out more.
Now, you've said that when you do a good job filming something, you like to reward yourself, you know, and go shopping and stuff. What is it that you buy?
Oh, man, I whenever I come to New York, I love to go to Bergdorf Goodman, which is, like, for me, the sort of holy mecca of all good shopping. And I love clothes, I love fashion, I love shoes and jewelry. And so just sort of perusing through the entire seven or nine stories of Bergdorf is like heaven. But I'm trying to avoid it this trip. I'm on a budget.
Honey, let me help you out. Let me help you out. You can get the same crap at Century 21.
No, you are a liar.
No, I have. No. I found Lacoste and Ben Sherman at Century 21.
Oh, my God. Oh, maybe I should do that tomorrow then.
Now, your baby girl's three, right?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, really cute. Now, Brad and Angelina have said that they want to adopt more kids. Would you ever consider doing that, just like getting more just to beat them?
Yeah, it's a competition. Josh and I at night are plotting how to out adopt Angie and Brad.
Like, if you're standing outside the adoption center going, there's no more babies.
They think of them all. Yeah, no, I think that I think at one point, you know, they made it look so, like, doable and appealing, and they're like, wow, look at this big, beautiful family they have, but I want that, that would be amazing. And then I had one child and I was like, I'm thinking maybe two to three. Like, it's a lot. Kids are, you know, I really admire them, but I don't know if I could take the chaos.
Congratulations, and can't wait to chat with you again really soon.
Thanks, Maury.
Bye now.